Karen, thanks very much for joining us today.
Sure. Glad to be here.
We've had some great, wonderful warm weather to start the month of March off. And people are probably anxious. A lot of people, you know, get in their gardens, make sure their trees are taken care of, that sort of things. But you don't want to jump the gun either in terms of, even with this great warm weather in March, you know, we're still susceptible to cold snaps in April.
That's exactly right. We do hear authorities say that everything is running about 2 to 4 weeks ahead of schedule. So you kind of have to weigh, yes, it still can turn cold, but most of them are predicting that it's going to be 2 to 4 weeks ahead of schedule, what normally would be. So keep that in mind.
So you want to keep looking at maybe those 10, 15-day forecasts in terms of your planting schedule, whether it be your flowers or your vegetables. And if it is 2 to 4 weeks ahead of schedule, that way you're on top of things.
Exactly. The things that you plant, I would still kind of follow the guidelines set out. Our frost-free date is around May 10th. So you don't want to put your tomatoes in, for example, probably much before that, unless you're willing to cover them up if we have a frost, which we're likely to do. The plants that are already blooming, I mean, I've seen a lot of, you know, a lot of daffodils are blooming, a lot of our trees are leafed out, the flowering trees are flowering. There's nothing we can do about that. I mean, Mother Nature is taking her course and doing her thing. So, you know, if we get a hard freeze, there will be damage to leaves and such. Probably won't kill the trees, but it could make things look not so nice.
All right, well, let's just focus on what you can control then, what you're planting in your garden. What should people be doing right now, if anything, maybe to prepare the soil or that sort of thing?
Well, until we had the rain, the soil was working up pretty good. What you want to avoid doing, though, is working up the soil when it's too wet, because it'll become compacted and it won't ever really perform for you well this year. So wait till it works up well. It should be able to, you know, you rototill it easily without it clumping and having a lot of excess moisture. I would say as soon as you can get it worked up, do so. The soil temperature is warm enough now that things will germinate, and your cool weather crops like your lettuces, radishes, those types of things, you can go ahead and plant them as soon as your soil's ready to work up.
So once it gets dry again, just go ahead and work it up and you can put those things in the ground.
Yep, that's right.
All right. Anything else that people should be aware of right now?
Well, the lawn is coming along. I mean, the grass is beginning to grow. And unless it cools down considerably, what you want to do is don't mow it too short, in other words. And then in April, well, actually they say when the forsythia is blooming, right after that you can apply your crabgrass herbicide. And the forsythia is blooming right now, so any time you could probably put down your crabgrass pre-emergence.
But you'd recommend right now, too, just pulling that mower up a little bit to make sure you don't cut it too short?
Right, yeah.
Okay. Why is that?
Because the grass blades are what take in the nutrients for the plant itself. If you cut too much of it off, there's nothing there to transport the nutrients to the roots, and you want the roots to grow.
And because it's just waking up right now, it's going to take a little bit slower, so you don't want it too short.
Exactly.
All right. We also have some garden workshops coming up. The Garden Workshop Series is back, and it starts March 31st. That's a Saturday. And there's going to be 5 workshops this year, I believe.
That's correct. The first one is, as you said, Saturday, March 31st. It's here at the Extension Office. And remember, we've moved. We're at 210 North Iowa Street, which is just east of Hardee's, across from the car wash on Pleasant Street, corner of Pleasant and Iowa Street. That first workshop will be, we're calling a Living Pansy Wreath Workshop, where we'll actually make a wreath out of pansies. And because we have materials that you can buy at cost, we do require pre-registration for that particular class or workshop, and class size is limited. So call or email, pre-register if you would, and the number is 842-2014, and that's area code 641. Or you can email me at kackley, that's the letter K, Ackley, A-C-K-L-E-Y, at iastate.edu. And then we'll follow up with 4 more workshops throughout April and May. We'll have one on April 7th about rain barrels and composting, and that should be very interesting. We have the Gettys they're from Des Moines, but they have become very passionate about conserving water and developed a rain barrel system that really is awesome, and they're really fun people to listen to talk to. Then on April 21st, we'll have Controlling Varmints, that's the short title. The long one is Controlling Gophers, Moles, Voles, and Other Garden Critters Without Poisons. And Marla Mertz, Marion County Naturals, will be presenting that workshop. And then on April 28th, all of these are Saturday workshops, April 28th, we'll have one on herb gardening, and we'll be talking about 10 of the most popular herbs, and we'll actually plant a small herb garden, container herb garden, bring a container if you'd like to do that, and we'll have the herbs available to purchase here. Again, because of that, we are asking for pre-registration for that class as well. And then finally, on May 19th, we're doing bucket bowls, which is like a trough garden planting bowl or container made out of papercrete. And that is actually a mixture of shredded newsletters, Portland concrete, and perlite. And our master gardener, Marlis Anderson, will be presenting that. Class size on that is also limited, and pre-registration is required. And there'll be a nominal fee. But you'll go home with a container that you've made yourself. So it should be a lot of fun.
And like you said, all of these are here at the new Extension Office building. There's a lot of new classroom space and stuff like that to be able to fit people in here for that.
Yes. Yeah. You'll be excited to see how much space we do have.
All right. Is there anything else you'd like to add today?
The one thing I can tell you is, you know, if you have a problem pest or a problem weed, bring it into the office and we'll help you identify it and figure out what to do to control it. And if we don't know, we can always go to the Plant Insect Diagnostic Clinic at Iowa State. And that's a great resource for all of us.
All right. Well, that sounds great. Thanks, Karen, very much for joining us today.
You're welcome.